Hi, this is Yona Stamatis. I'm in conversation today with the music director of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, Maestro Alistair Willis. He is here in the studio to present the upcoming orchestra concert, Beethoven Meets the Silk Road, featuring as guest soloist, virtuoso tabla player Sandeep Das. The concert will take place on Saturday, October 11th at 7:30 p.m. in Sangamon Auditorium here on the Springfield campus of the University of Illinois. Welcome, Maestro. Thank you for joining me.
It's a pleasure, Yona.
What an exciting concert program. Now, Beethoven Meets the Silk Road. Beethoven might not be the first composer that pops into mind when one thinks of the Silk Road, one of the world's oldest and most historically important trade routes through the Asian continent. Tell us a bit about the philosophy behind this concert.
Wow. Well, we are thrilled to present this music, and it's been my honor to be included by the Silk Road Ensemble, Yo-Yo Ma's brainchild, many times in its 15 years of existence so far. And as you know, on these Silk Roads, not just goods and silk and trade were traded. It was also music and traditions. So the idea of the never-ending exchange of music and cultures was certainly still around. It was certainly around in Beethoven's time. And in a way, I feel what we're doing now is we are continuing the Silk Road tradition with pretty much every concert, every piece of music that we are going to produce. The fact that we are combining Beethoven with Silk Road, for me, is nothing out of the ordinary at all. That we're able to perform Beethoven here in America, miles away from where it was composed, and similarly for the Silk Road music that we're going to perform. For me, it's music is always a sharing of cultures, and it just continues in this concert here.
Wonderful. You know, it seems like musical hybridity might even be a theme to characterize this concert. You know, the first piece on the program, Ascending Bird by Colin Jacobson and Siamak Aghai, is a wonderful musical hybrid of Western classical music and traditional Persian music. What is the story behind the composition of this piece?
Well, Colin is not only a composer, he's one of the violinists of the Silk Road Ensemble and a member of the string quartet called Brooklyn Rider, based in New York. An amazing, amazing string quartet. And Siamak is also a member of the Silk Road Ensemble, has written a few pieces for the Silk Road, and they got together. I'm not sure when. I would imagine it would have been on a tour. And the story that Ascending Bird tells is about a mythical bird who tries to reach the sun, and on its first attempt, it falls down. Eventually, on its third attempt, it gets close enough so that its body is that it loses its life form as we know a bird has, and in a metaphor for transfiguration, it reaches ever present light, and it's the music tells these three attempts and then gloriously describes this. This transfiguration in music.
What does the music sound like? Does it sound more like a traditional Persian song or an atonal contemporary composition? How would you characterize it?
Well, it's the version. It exists in a few versions: for string quartet, for a fuller orchestra, and a string ensemble with one percussionist. And that's we're doing the string ensemble with one percussionist version. And for me, there is a bit of East meets West straight away, because there are some improvisatory moments for the violin, for the cello, for a couple of the instruments, perhaps reflecting the bird and its individual thoughts before everyone comes in and helps it lift off, for a better use of a word. And we have the momentum builds, the energy builds. It's a wonderfully energetic and fresh piece, and I think, and full of melodies. And I feel that it's going to be a wonderful opener to our concert.
To continue this theme of musical hybridity, the next piece on the program, Concerto for Tabla and Orchestra, a relatively new composition by Sri Lankan composer Dinuk Wijeyaratne. Tell us about this piece. Will audiences find many concerti for tabla and orchestra? Is this unique?
I don't know how many concerto for tabla and orchestra there are. There can't be many. I don't know if this is the only one. I'd actually be interested to know if this is the only one, but it's one of a few, I'm sure. And just imagine as you come into the concert hall, your eyes are already seeing something before a note's been played. You're seeing something unusual. You've got in front of you a tabla player, and his name is Sandeep Das. He's a master of his craft, and a tabla is two small drum-like instruments which are played sitting cross-leg. Light heels play that sitting down. I could never play the tabla because I can't sit cross-leg for more than a minute or two before I need to stand up. And you'll see behind him a full symphony orchestra, and that sight already is extremely unusual. We've got East meets West already with our eyes. And then when they start to play together, how Dinuk, the composer, integrates the sound of the tabla in with the sound of the orchestra. The first movement, he seems to be invoking Bach and going back in the ages as far as the ages of classical music that we know. And he has the tabla join in. Now, the tabla isn't just a percussion instrument. It's capable of so many sounds. You'll notice how Sandeep uses every finger, the palm of his hand, the wrist, the forearm, the elbow, and he can change and bend sounds. It's really one of the most incredible things to see and to hear. And we're on this fusion straight away. It's really going to be quite a journey.
Does he treat the tabla as he would Dinuk? Does he treat it as he would any other solo instrument, let's say a violin or a cello, or do you think has written a bit differently? Is it treated as a conventional solo instrument in a concerto?
I think so. Obviously, the tabla can't play a melody as we are used to. If you'll recall, last season we had Joe Gramley, one of the percussionists of the Silk Road, a great colleague of Sandeep's, and he played about 100 different percussion instruments in the concerto that he did, he played for us, and that included melodic percussion like the xylophone and the marimba, where you can hear a melody. You hear a lot of different sounds from the tabla, but I wouldn't say it's melodic, and so it takes a lot of courage to incorporate that into a Western orchestra where all the instruments can play melodies. So in that respect, the tabla stands out, and it has a solo status straight away because of its unique sound. Genius.
I have been speaking with Maestro Alistair Willis about the upcoming Illinois Symphony Orchestra concert, Beethoven Meets the Silk Road, featuring as guest soloist, virtuoso tabla player Sandeep Das. The concert will take place on Saturday, October 11th at 7:30 p.m. in Sangamon Auditorium on the Springfield campus of the University of Illinois. For more information about the concert, please visit ilsymphony.org. I'm Jonas Stamatis.